This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pajamski off of Butler's screen. Pajamski, jump pass to Moody. It's a three from the right wing, and he has been on fire all night long.
Just give it to Moody. He's on autopilot.
Moses Moody with another triple.
Dub Nation, this is Moses Moody, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Moses.
Thank you, Moses.
Who said he was proud of what he's seen. This is how you know the vibes are immaculate, Steiny. Says he's proud of JK early on through four games, the player he's seeing and the growth. I said, that was cool.
Yeah, he also is he's got a little Plato in him, little Aristotle. Plato. His quote last night, Moody, it was a good day when everybody has a good day.
Ice Cube.
He's got a couple of those. Like, he's got some little zingers, not zingers, but he's got some. He's got a little, what's the word there?
He doesn't know it either. I feel like it just kind of rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, he was, once in a while.
He was letting them fly.
Yeah, I think we can all agree Kuminga's playing better than he's ever played.
Yeah, no doubt. Now right? It's just about, can you sustain it? And what does this do for the overall threat? Or, you know, as this team goes further down the season, you know, where does this put – does it take him from a six seed to a fourth, a third? If you keep getting this type of Jonathan Kuminga, Steiny, I don't know. But they're going to be a problem.
Yeah. I mean, to me, the one thing I'm seeing from Kuminga is when he's playing – when he's played with Curry and another scorer before, it feels like when he'd gotten the ball, he felt like he had to do something because it was his one opportunity. And I've just been impressed with – the way he's been able to average 18 a game on 10.5 shots a game. Now, those are going to come up a little bit, I would think. But if they don't, then that's a hell of an efficient year. If he's going to only shoot 10 or 11 shots a game and still get you 16 or 18 points.
Yeah.
But I think he's more comfortable with being the third guy in a pecking order and kind of figuring out that he's – as that guy, he's going to have to pick spots more than be relied on to score over the course of the entire game.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at this other – I mean, he's averaging 4 assists, Donnie, 16 points, 55% from the field. But what I love about it is he played 32 minutes last night, and regardless if he starts or there's a change and he comes off the bench – you know, if there's no foul trouble, I mean, this dude should be penciled in for 30-plus minutes nightly when he's available.
Yeah, what's he playing now? He's over 30, right, I think.
31.
That to me sounds right on the money when he's playing well. Let's go to AJ in L.A. What's up, AJ? How you doing, man?
What's going on?
Hey,
3-1, baby.
3-1, man. Tell you what, man. You got to lift up JK's professionalism, man. Like, and this isn't just a four straight games of good games. You have to backtrack this to last playoffs. I mean, really, this is 8 straight games of strong basketball. He's been doing this. And then if you look at, you know, the per 36 minutes, he's always at high-level rebounding and scoring. So whenever he played, he produced. You know, with that said, you know, he's, again, I think he's looking at these, not the pocket watch, but I'm sure he's looking at these guys out here with those supermaxes and thinking, like, the Warriors would be a fool to pick up that team option without trading me or paying me. So, you know, he's paying free, you know, and that, you know, that payday for him is probably around a corner. Now, with that said, the reason I'm calling, I do believe that the Warriors have a defensive issue, and it's it has something to do with the athleticism. But most importantly, their perimeter defense at the point of attack with their backcourt. You know, and I mentioned this some time ago. Is, you know, the Warriors typically only had to worry about one weak defender at the guard position, not two. And so I would like for them to go ahead and move Moody, even though, you know, Fies had a good game from a shooting standpoint, but he's still full defensively, especially at the point of attack. And if you keep that up, you're going to always keep Draymond Green in foul trouble because guys are just going to get downhill and attack, and it's going to put him in big trouble. So I would like to try Moody at his natural position at the two and see if they can have some production at the perimeter defensively to start the game. You know what I mean? Get some rhythm there. And that way you have two guys, you know, JK and Moody, great athletes who could guard the perimeter really well. And you only have to protect Steph Curry defensively. I like to listen to you guys and hear what you think about that.
Yeah, I mean, if
what's the first thing that jumps to you, Stoney? Because I got mine.
Go ahead.
Ball handling. And we talked about how big of a deal that is. It's Steph at this age to kind of take that off the table. Not that he doesn't bring it up at all, but Pods has the ball in his hands a whole hell of a lot. And I'm not saying Moody can't do that, but I don't feel like we've seen Moody at the one or the two, because he's saying Steph would handle the ball. But that would put more stress on Steph to bring the ball up, right, to be the primary ball handler?
Oh, I must have misunderstood. I thought he meant he wants to start Moody because of his defense, meaning Moody can be the guy on the ball.
No, I think that's what he meant. My point was, what about the offensive side of it?
The offensive side of it is you still have Draymond Green who could bring the ball up, and yeah, Curry can bring the ball up in stretches, obviously, but I do think they want to limit that, you know, limit that as much as they can. But yeah, I Moody's going to have a role on this team, especially if he can make shots. I mean, he's turning in. You want him to turn into a 3-and-D guy.
Yeah.
And last night, he was a 3-and-D guy. Stay within that role. Start making threes and be the team's better on the ball, one of the better on the ball defenders. The one thing I will say about, like, this on ball stuff, it's like, oh, Moody's good on the ball and Kuminga, like, they're the best on, but nobody can guard anybody in this league. Like, I'm watching Kuminga last night try to cover Ja Morant, doing the best he can.
Because it's hard.
And Morant can still get a 16-footer anytime he wants. So if you can't touch the guy on the perimeter, it's tough to get ball containment.
So imagine guarding Jimmy or Steph. I'm just saying, Stoney.
Exactly.
Having said, Steph is on pace. I know it's 4 games. This could be his third highest free throw trip to the line per game if this were to keep up.
Exactly. And
that's an added weapon, but what you're saying is the refs are overly doing it to everybody.
Yeah, and you know what? Somebody on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line brought it up. What was that, 7 more free throws a game, you said, Evan, through 5 games than the average last year?
Yes.
Man. Now, that can be adjusted, too, during the course of the season. You know what I mean? Like, they'll watch the first month and say, there's too much of this or not enough of that. Let's go to Shaka in Berkeley.
Our man.
Hey, Shaka, what's going on, man?
What's up, big guys? How y'all doing, man? Long time no hear from, man.
Yes, sir. 3-1, baby.
3-1, man. Hey, Kuminga's growth, man. When I see him with the ball, man, all I see is one word, man. Patience, man. Mm. It's like he's just been retooled. I mean, whether he's been dealing with it and told him every he's passing the ball a lot more, he's consistent, he's getting the rebound, he's boxing out, he's playing defense. He's an all-around better basketball player, man. And I think we're gonna benefit. I know Joe Lacob didn't want to be the owner that traded him because this boy's gonna be a superstar, man. We've said it many more times, but as you can just see it happening right in front of our face, man. He's slowing down. He's coming. He's being aggressive. He's not shooting threes. He's not just casting threes. He's not trying to, you know. He had a little two turnovers in one minute early in the second half, in second mm-hmm. quarter, but other than that, he played gracefully, man. And I think when he get that little 15, 16-footer that Michael Jordan was a sniper at, he will be unstoppable, man. He will be like a tiny Hawkins, man. He's playing like a little young LeBron James. I said that earlier today, man, because he's just not just about scoring. Now he's learned to play all aspects of the game, man. Even defense, he got a couple of blocks the other day. I'm just glad that he's reaching his potential, man.
Yeah, and well said, Shaka.
Sonny, I'm watching him, and I used to watch him and think, okay, he's going to the rack. That's all I needed to focus on, tunnel vision. He's going to the rack. Now he mentioned Shaka did patience. I'm like, man, it might be a pass in here. He's surveying and doing other things. So whatever's going on upstairs, man, it just feels like something's been unleashed or unlocked, and the Warriors are benefiting from it, and so is he.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. It gives him a different dimension.
And that's the word.
If this is who he is and this is who he's becoming. Let's go to Nico in Oakland. What's up, Nico? How you doing?
All right. Thank you. I was just curious pretty much. First of all, I'm elated how the team looks now. But again, I'm not really making a decision to see what they can be against until, like, I don't know, 20, 25 games in. So. Yeah. All words, friends. Yeah, let's keep it going. Let's keep the energy going. But let's also keep in mind that, you know, these back-to-backs, these other teams, San Antonio, the champions, and OKC, everybody looks good. So I saw for the question. The question I have, though, is I'm curious. Now, first, when they mentioned that Wiseman got waived, I was like, and everybody started talking about, like, oh, we should get him back. And then I started thinking about the insurance that they could possibly get for Horford when he has to play back-to-backs, or if something like that, he gives him. But I also think they're holding that spot also for Curry's brother, Seth. So I'm just curious to know, which one would you like, would you both like to have back? And I was hoping you guys can even present this question to the, what do you call that?
Willard and Dibbs?
The crossover.
Yeah, Willard and Dibbs.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm pretty just curious to know perspective on that. Yeah.
I got you.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. Have a good one.
I got to say
you go
it.
First. Go ahead. Because you told me my boy got waived this morning. I didn't know. I was hurt.
Yeah, James Wiseman, as of right now, no longer in the league.
This is James Wiseman.
He'll have a team by the time I lay my head on the pillow tonight.
I think you might be right. There's a team in Shanghai.
Hey, but the reunion's not happening. Shout
he's
out,
recovering
Maxwell.
From a torn Achilles. I don't think he's going to be playing for a while.
It's unbelievable. The pick was made 5 years ago, and it continues to get worse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But that's okay.
Yeah, and Seth,
we still have action. Yeah,
we need his shooting. He mentioned Seth and Wiseman. Yeah, I got Seth.
Like, with all the...
What's going
on? How's Seth Curry going to get on the court is my question.
Look at the minutes and somebody's will be sliced in half or it could be a committee, but he's going to get minutes, right?
I don't know.
Well, what about Melton?
That's my point.
Well, I believe Pod, because they do the same thing, and Melton's, I think, is more dynamic. But I'm not, again, I got to lose this line. I'm not hating on Pods, but I'm just saying he had a good game last night. But I believe for Melton, you didn't ask, Donnie, some of those minutes are coming from Pods and the rest of the guys, right? Like, you think Gary Payton knows how many minutes he's playing on a nightly basis?
Well, he's a little different than Pods. Yeah. You see, Pods, he's a hell of a player.
And he started for the last...
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
That's the best. You know, he's got some... what word am I looking for? Gravitas. He started Pods. He's been in the starting lineup the last two seasons.
Let's go to Jose in Mountain View. Hey, Jose. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah. Hey, look, I'm excited what I see on the floor right now. It's awesome. But, you know, I'm not going to get my hopes up high until after 30 games. And then we kind of figure out what the situation is with Seth Curry, how the lineup might change with him being more on the floor, which I think would be good. But I don't want any major trades. I want this team because I think it's fun. And I want to see how it plays out because when the transition between the two older guys taking off and then having a bunch of guys who can ball, but in a limited perspective, right? So keep the team as is right now. I don't want to talk about any trades and how we can win a championship. You know what? Forget that. If we get there, we get there. But let's have fun these last 2 years with this team, with Curry and with Butler. And let's roll with it because with JK, I've always thought he was an X factor, and him coming on board playing at this level, if he can maintain it, then it's going to be fun to see us play against the big dogs.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No, thank you, Jose. Appreciate the call.
And this is, Stani, I'm just going to call it what it is. I know they didn't have this version of Kuminga because he wasn't even available when the trade was consummated last year for Butler. But this is a continuance of the great regular season run they went on when they got Jimmy. So nobody's truly shocked at how it's going, except now you're seeing this young dynamic player come into his own. And now you just hope this can elevate the whole brand of the Golden State Warriors as far as being a threat.
Yeah, it's funny. I remember the Warriors had a lot of different coaches over a short stretch of time. And I always used to ask, you know, when does a coach feel like he knows his team? Mm. And you hear different numbers, but 25, 30 is a number I hear a lot. And that's kind of the way I am too. I mean, the start
a long way. Yeah.
Yeah. The start is good. There's no doubt about it.
Look at last year's start.
They're healthy. Haven't played the Spurs, haven't played the Thunder, haven't played the Clippers,
Rockets,
haven't played the Timberwolves or the Rockets. So, haven't played Dallas. So, we still got to see how they stack up against certain teams in the West because every team's got a different style.
And you know, when that day does come and they start playing those teams that you just mentioned, Stani, you want to feel like you're developing an identity and you know who you are and who's going to play and where they're going to play as you get to those games. And right now, it just seems, again, I know it's a short sample size, but I've been here before. The Giants got off to a great start last year, and we saw how that went. And the Warriors did the same thing, again, with no Jimmy Butler. But, man, Stani, they got off the gates fast, so we could change quick, fast, and in a hurry. So, you know, barring injury, I just like what I'm seeing, man. But defensively, I'm watching, and I think it can improve, so we'll see.
This is Steve Kerr on having the contributions from a lot of different guys.
It gives everybody confidence, and it also gives everyone kind of a stake, you know, in what we're trying to do. And I, you know, it's my favorite thing is when we can get 10, 12 guys contributing to a win. You know, every night's different, but when everybody feels really engaged and important, there's a spirit that's captured within the team. And I think this group has a real chance to do that. We've got such good guys, and we've got so much depth, so many people who can play. So this was a great example of that tonight.
Steve Kerr talking about all the guys who contributed, and they had about 12 or 13, it seemed like.
He said spirit. I love that because that's infectious. And if it's good, then everybody gets a piece of it. But I think it was Uncle Looney in the chat, Stani. I was not saying, but you mentioned, like, where's player A or B going to play? But that's a good thing at the end of the day, right?
Yes and no.
Give me the no part first.
Well, because if you cut down, let's say you got a guy like Will Richard, and he's chipping in.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden guys come back and he doesn't get the playing time. Now you need him down the road. How does that absence of playing, you know, impact him?
Mm-hmm.
Now, a guy like that, he'll be fine. But it's more the Moody's and the Pods and maybe even the Kamingas that may have their minutes fluctuate, you know, night to night. They're going to be the ones that have to deal with it and try to figure out a positive from it.
Yeah, and you, Evan, and I talked about this in the green room, but, you know, I love me some Moses Moody, and right now if JTK is going to continue to do this and stave off Moody from inserting back into the starting lineup, I'm okay, and the only reason I'm okay with this, Donnie, and I think a lot of Dub Nation is, there's no argument in regard to who's the more dynamic player, but the more consistent player's been Moses Moody. It hadn't been close. So that's why I'm just happy for Kuminga, man. And like you said, Moody seems like a selfless guy because he's, you know, it's happened to him before. But, man, if he does what he did last night and they just collectively keep playing like this, and I'm talking about the other big three, I mean, man, sky's the limit. It truly is.
This is from the 925 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Yeah, I went down the list and I said, you know, they haven't played the Spurs, Thunder. They haven't played the Clips. They haven't played Minnesota. Yeah. They haven't played Houston. I haven't played Dallas, and somebody goes, so the Lakers and Nuggets aren't contenders? Well, they played them. They beat both those teams. That's why I omitted them. Because I couldn't say, well, they haven't played Denver. No, they played Denver. They beat them.
Hello?
So that's why I didn't include Denver, the Lakers.
I got
news for you. Lakers are not contenders. I don't
know.
What?
LeBron's coming back.
Okay.
AR-15.
Who?
AR-50. Yeah. Reeves can play.
51. I'm just,
yeah, and then he had 40 last night.
Okay.
White guys are back. Right, that boy
they never
is
went anywhere.
It up. Huh?
They never went anywhere.
What? You want to revisit?
What?
Who's the last Dirk? Dirk. And Luka is, that's, you know.
I'm just saying. You think the Lakers are going to be good?
Oh, I do. Oh, they'll make the playoffs.
Evan, do you think the Lakers are going to be good? I'm just curious.
I'm interested
Define
to hear this.
Good. I feel like your definition of good is a lot higher than other people's because you say every team stinks, but they're not bad.
Yeah, they're making the off, Steiny.
We'll see. I would not pencil them in as a top six.
Like, wow. Do you think they're going to finish higher than Portland?
Yeah,
they
probably.
They got some length, man.
Who?
Yeah, I agree.
Lakers.
They stink.
Vando?
He's terrible.
He plays hard, though, Stoney.
Okay.
He plays hard.
Yeah. Vanderbilt.
I call him Vando. Hey, Ayton? I'm just saying, Stoney.
Guru,
they're 2-2, man.
Guru.
Yeah.
Ayton.
So do we want to bet that they're going to make the play? You won't take that. That'll be Willard and Dibbs, Kansas City Chiefs bet.
You know what?
That's a weird assumption.
I'll bet you the Lakers do not finish in the top six.
Okay, I'll take that bet right
now. All right.
All right, and to put it in the books.
Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced?
Well, that's one of the reasons. You're one of the reasons, Reddick.
You think I don't talk to my assistants?
I tell you what.
So pompous, man. Like nothing wrong with being rich and having a silver spoon, but damn.
Anybody else out there like the bet I just made with Goo? Lakers not top six? I don't know.
Mm.
I just don't know.
It's because you hadn't seen LeBron. If he comes back like Kuminga in a good place.
Oh, yeah, he'll be in a great place.
I'm just, all right, Donnie, I like that bet.
Does he look like he's in a great place?
Well, I'll tell you what, the other game they just had Friday night, he was getting guys off the court. Somebody got to him, jumping up. So, yeah, he heard people saying, dude, your body lingo is off. Dude, I like that bet.
Good luck.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking at this number, and maybe think about this for a minute when it comes to Kuminga. Because money is important in this league.
Hello.
And money shows guys that they at least get some respect. So assuming, you know, in the NBA, you get paid every 2 weeks.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, the way I remember doing it is, you know, every 2 weeks you come in and there's an envelope in the dude's locker, and that's their paycheck for 2 weeks. So I was just doing this, and I was like, all right, Kuminga was making like 7.5.
Okay.
So every 2 weeks last year and up until the start of this year, he got a paycheck of $290,000.
That's insane.
Every 2 weeks.
Okay. Wow.
The check came, and before taxes, it says $290,000. When he opens up the check this week, the check is going to say $865,000 every 2 weeks.
That is wild.
Because he's making $22 million now. So, like, think about that.
I am.
That's the kind of stuff that's big. He probably feels so much better about where he is and what he's making and how respected he is now. Yeah, he wanted 35, but keep playing like this, you might get 35.
Oh, my gosh. And you might be, Stani, and I already gave you guys my prediction, but I know we're up against it. So I just don't think he's going anywhere, man.
Yeah, I think it's too early to tell.
Okay.
888-957, because I don't, you know, he's being a pro. There's no doubt about it, but
he's showing
is this
he
the place
play.
He wants to be? I don't know. That segment was brought to you by Ceramani Ford.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.